T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
That I generally listen to the newscasts in the body of our program, but it's like I sort of listen. Like when you're talking every, third word.
Before you get to there's a reason we're playing ZZ Top. Their bassist died.
He died! I saw that!
They're supposed to be at Sandstone August 8th. I'm looking at their official website. That show is currently still scheduled.
Okay.
Currently. But anyway.
He passed, ZZ Top.
Dusty Hill did, yeah.
Bob Odenkirk, here's an update from yesterday, is now recovering in stable condition with a heart issue of Better Call Saul fame. We talked about that all day yesterday. And then the third death slash near death.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. Because we didn't know that Bob was alive or dead yesterday. So just follow me here. Yes, the third one is a $200 million man who was the number one inventor of all of those as seen on TV cable things. And I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but his first name's Ron. It's like Popeye or Popeye.
Ron Popeye.
Right. So do you want to guess some of the things he invented? Because the list is insane. What is your favorite late night cable goofy thing that you could buy? Think the 80s. There were a lot of them.
Well, Freedom Rock.
The Bedazzler.
Oh, that, yeah.
He invented the kitchen chop chop. You know that thing that you push it down and it chops your...
Yeah, it chops your onion.
Yes, like the Veg-O-Matic. He invented, we looked this up yesterday, guy was worth $200 million.
Yeah, you come up with enough of those stupid little inventions and you sell them on late night TV to people who are drunk.
The Chop-O-Matic, Mr. Microphone, which is largely hailed as the first karaoke machine, the Popeye Pocket Fisherman, the Veg-O-Matic, the Buttoneer, the Smokeless Ashtray, the Electric Food Dehydrator, the Inside the Egg Scrambler. I mean, the guy was 86 years old, invented half of the crap that you have in your kitchen that you don't use.
Well, that's Freedom
don't
Rock right there.
I think he invented Freedom Rock.
Why did I never buy the Freedom Rock series?
I just love that as the beginning of a commercial.
1980s.
Pasta maker, anyone? He invented that. The rotisserie chicken, rotisserier, invented that.
Okay. That's only two deaths. That's two celebrity deaths because Bob Odenkirk had the audacity to survive.
Well, yesterday we didn't know that.
Well, he did. So now there's a third still waiting out there.
All right.
Anyway, Dusty Hill from ZZ Top passed away. Legendary band. And they are scheduled to be at Sandstone August 8th.
Back to the news I don't pay attention to.
Okay.
We're sitting in here, and I'm not listening really to anything but the noise in my head. And I hear chimpanzee and monkey. And I look at Sam, and I go, wait, what did she just say? Because if there's anything I would like to talk about for a whole hour, It's a monkey raid in Festus, Missouri. I mean, we were looking this up during the break. They sent in U.S. Marshals to wrangle, was it six or eight monkeys,
six,
Sam?
It was six.
On a judge's order. And I'm just going to throw this out here. Who owns monkeys? I mean, you got to be a little crazy, right?
Well,
I mean, those things have the force and the power. We should have Randy call in. Those things will eat your face.
That is correct.
Right off of your skull. And I just
feel
like Festus, Missouri is maybe not the best place for a bunch of chimps to be roaming around that property.
The Festus chimpanzee complex is no more. This after a court-ordered seizure of the chimps overseen by U.S. Marshals. The court-ordered seizure was overseen by the U.S. Marshals. Wildlife workers moved cages in the shade alongside a long trailer that could be used to transport the chimps to Florida. Fox 2 in St. Louis confirming the transport trailer is fully air-conditioned. Thank God. In April, when caregiver Tanya Haddix gave Fox 2 exclusive access to what it looks like inside the compound, Haddix had intervened about 5 years ago in a lawsuit brought by the animal group PETA, alleging unsafe and unsanitary conditions. She said at the time, they're not getting the chimps. They're not getting them. They're not, they're going
to. You will take these monkeys out of my cold, dead hands.
They're going to have to bring sheriffs, and they're going to have to bring everything they can.
Oh, they did. The federal government descended on Festus. Is that why? Because of that thinly veiled, I don't want to call that a threat, but she's basically saying, bring it. You come take these monkeys, bring it. They brought it. The one thing when you tell the federal government, bring it, the one thing that the federal government will do is bring it. Okay.
What's the problem?
Okay, Marge, we're going to bring it.
But hang on. I would not want a chimp. I get it. But what would be the problem?
Escape.
Okay, fair.
There is no law against it.
You've got to be kidding me.
So what was the problem with this woman then? Were they just concerned about the conditions?
Yeah, they didn't like the way that she was handling the apes or you know, neglect.
And it was Fox 2 that got in to look at the compound. You know what? The phones are ringing. If you have ever been, what is Festus's population?
12,000.
Okay. So if you're from Festus, you probably know exactly where this is.
It's due south of St. Louis.
Can you go visit it? Can you pet the monkey?
Monkeys.
How do they pay for their care and upkeep? Is this like a Carol Baskin sanctuary? And I use that term very loosely, by the way.
Well, they were in cages. She said that she got to spend time with the monkeys and say her goodbyes. She's probably fit for a straitjacket. Who are we kidding? Give me a break.
I'm curious. The phones are ringing. Have you been there? What is this place?
576-7798. That's right. Joey Jordison from the band Slipknot died a few days ago in his sleep. That's right. So there's your third, Dana. Festus is 45 minutes south of St. Louis.
Okay.
And the person says, it does not surprise me they got chimps. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you this. We did look up the photos. I'm not going to say what I said off the air because it won't get me in trouble.
Let's just say if Joe Exotic had a sister, this would be her.
Yes.
Yes. 576-7798.
There might be a Confederate flag in one of the photos. That's all I'm saying.
There is.
Loud and proud, man.
576-7798.
Love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me.
The monkeys.
Our love was out to get me.
Here on Dana and Park.
And that's the way it seemed.
Next in the rotation. No reason.
Then I saw her face.
And I ate it.
And now I'm a believer you shouldn't own a chimpanzee.
576-7798. Tanya Haddix, who is the owner of the chimpanzee sanctuary in Festus, Missouri, has had her chimpanzees seized by U.S. Marshals.
Now it's just a sanctuary.
Yeah, no chimpanzees. They showed up the other day, went ahead and took all six of her chimpanzees, but Tanya said she did get a few moments to spend some time with them, say her goodbyes. The chimpanzees were loaded onto an air-conditioned trailer, and they are on their way to Florida. Judy and Raymore. Judy, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a capuchin monkey back in the early 60s.
Is that the one that was on Friends, Judy? The little tiny monkey, Marcel. The little one.
It's pretty small, yeah. Yeah. But if he liked you, you were great. If he didn't like you, you best stay away from him.
Well, what would he do?
He would bite you. If he didn't like you, he would bite you. For sure.
Like draw blood bite?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. He had a fear of horses, and we had horses. And any time the horses were in the yard, you didn't get near him because he would definitely bite somebody. I had a friend stay over one time, and he bit her hand and pulled the vein right out of her hand.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What was the purpose in having a monkey?
Well, it was my dad's idea. They sold it at Katz Drugstore.
Did they now?
Yes, they did. Yes.
I'd like to get my smokes and my feminine hygiene products, and I'll take that monkey.
I'll tell you the worst story, though. He would get out of his cage every single day. He'd pick the lock.
He's a naughty monkey.
Yeah, he would get out. So one day we were all going to school. My mom and dad are at work. We get home from school. He has torn wallpaper off the walls. Curtain rods are down. Mm-mm. Everything in the cabinets were like cans of stuff. Everything was, the labels were taken off. The refrigerator was empty. Jars of, you could smell the pickle juice. It was a disaster area.
And so, Judy, how do you remember how insurance worked back then with this? Because I would find it hard to believe your homeowner's insurance people would be happy with you having a property-destroying, biting animal in your home.
No, like 15 or 16 years old.
You didn't know. Okay. And then how did you end up parting ways with said monkey?
He died of a heat stroke in July, on 4th of July. We also had a swimming pool. And we were having a swimming party, and we got busy with the party plans and everything, and we kind of forgot to move his chain in the back. And he got a heat stroke, and we called the veterinarian, and they said because he had too many human characteristics, they could not look at him. But to pack him in ice, and he actually did revive, but he did pass away.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. What was his name?
Tramp.
Tramp?
Tramp. Uh-huh.
Like Lady and the Tramp?
That's it.
Was he?
He could be. Yeah. When we first got him, we should have taken heed and not treated him like other animals. We should have treated him more like a little person. He wore a little diaper. He carried a little blanket around with him.
Aww.
And he was cute. But he picked and chose who he liked and didn't like. And if he didn't like you, you best stay away from him because he would harm you.
I'll be darned.
Judy, thank you for the call.
I
don't know.
I'm sorry, but if I came home and curtain rods are on the floor, cans are on the floor with
pickle juices everywhere.
I'm opening the door and little Tramp is going for a very long walk into the woods. Little Tramp doesn't get to stay anymore.
This is why we're not supposed to own things like monkeys.
Chris in Kansas City. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good.
Hey, I grew up in Festus, Missouri, and I've been to that monkey reserve whenever I was a kid. It's been there. I was back in the 80s and 90s whenever I grew up in that around there, and everyone knew that they had the monkeys and the chimps out there in big cages and stuff. It's been out there for years. I mean, 30, 40 years they've had those monkeys out there.
And what do they do, just sit in cages?
Oh, they're not cages. They have like a big, like if you go to a zoo exhibit, there's like a 15-foot tall cage. It's like the size of a house, but and there's trees in it, and they walk around the trees and hang out and have swings, and it's like a zoo enclosure that's big enough for, you know, through the years, I'm sure they've had multiple, you know, different types or amounts of monkeys there, but it's like a big place. They don't have, like, cages. I'm sure there's cages, but they don't live in the cages. They had
Did the monkeys in Festus at this reserve or sanctuary, whatever you want to call it, did they seem like they were well kept?
Yeah, I think so. I think my dad did some work for him. He had a construction company, and no one ever thought anything of it. No one ever talked about it. They were very private people. We never, like, they didn't advertise that they had monkeys, or you know, it wasn't open for the public to come. I have no clue why they decided to have monkeys and build these huge cages for them and keep them for decades. Other than maybe they were just passionate about it, but they never seemed like they were, like, keeping them in unsafe conditions. It was just a big zoo size exhibit cage that they had at their house. It's out in the country, so Festus is, you know, 8,000 people, I think. So it's a small town about 30 minutes south of St. Louis. So it's in the country, trees around the property. They had a bunch of acres in a property, so you couldn't see it from the road, and it was off in the country somewhere. So I never felt like the monkeys were, you know, I don't know what the life quality of life is between them and at a zoo or whatever, but also never understood why this lady and her family wanted to have all these monkeys either. So last year, during 2020, two of them escaped, and they got out, and there was a big, like, police showed up and make sure the monkeys didn't break anybody's houses or hurt anybody, and so they were out hunting for these monkeys last year.
Well, Chris, but despite everyone's best efforts, these animals are so smart. There were animals that escaped from the Springfield Zoo a couple years ago. They were monkeys, I think three of them. And then on my 40th birthday, when I was out of town, remember, three or four of them escaped in Kansas City.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you mean to tell me Festus, Missouri lady has a... I just find it hard to believe that she would be able to buckle them down safely when professional zoos have not.
I know we've got to get to the news, and maybe I've been misled by just the news and the Joe Exotic kind of shows.
Yeah.
Does anybody run an animal sanctuary who is normal?
No.
Okay. You got to be weird if you're going to run an animal sanctuary, right?
I can confidently say no.
Okay. Okay.
Carol Baskin, for example.
Yeah, no kidding. 576-7798. Dana, Sam, I'm Scott. More of your calls in a moment right after the news here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I do take back what I said earlier, because 9300's got a good point. Cool place is Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. They've brought some of their animals up to the radio station before. They're good people.
They're normal.
Yeah, they're good people. They take good care of those animals. Everybody other than Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge.
Bestest monkey
is
lady.
Crazy.
Out.
Nuts. Somebody says, I owned a 14-foot albino reticulated python. Having exotic pets doesn't make you crazy. I'm not necessarily saying it does. If you own one, you're a little off kilter. If you own a bunch, you're nuts. That's a fact. Sherry in Lawrence, 576-7798. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good. I have a monkey story. I don't know if you're still on the monkey topic.
Yes.
Why wouldn't we be, Sherry?
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? But I never had a monkey, but my high school had a pet monkey. You know how high schools always have, at least nowadays around here, they always have, like, the class that has this, the science teacher has the snakes.
Yeah.
And so, and furry animals and alligators and stuff. But my school had a monkey, and it was the kind of monkey on Friends, that little, I don't know.
Marcel.
Marcel, yeah.
Yeah, that type of monkey. So he wasn't very big, but he lived in this, or at least during the school hours, lived in this glass enclosure, kind of like a display case that faced the hallway. And he actually seemed pretty angry. I don't know if he was angry about being, you know, incarcerated in high school and having to go look at all the high school kids. But he was always banging on the glass and screeching and things like that. And I never took the class, so I never knew what kind of interaction he had with students. But I found out at my class reunion just about 10, 20 years ago that the monkey, the guys I went to school with reminded me, although I had never witnessed this or didn't realize what was going on, but the monkey constantly was touching himself.
Yes.
They do that.
They like to self-gratify. Yes, that is correct.
And I guess there were certain girls, or just seeing the, you know, girls in their 80s outfits walking through the halls, he would constantly pleasure himself, if Sam told me that was the appropriate phrase to use. But pleasure himself to completion, I believe, according to...
Okie dokie. All right, Sherry, thank you very much. Do appreciate the call. Okie dokie.
Do you realize this lawsuit has been going on for almost 5 years? And the reason U.S. Marshals were sent to oversee the transfer of ownership of these chimpanzees, I guess, in part, are her quotes in the past about, you come take my monkeys and see what happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like overt threat, but it's...
She said, you're going to have to send the sheriff.
Yeah, here's one quote. I guarantee you right now, they don't want to encounter me, talking about the people that were coming to take the monkeys with PETA, because it will not end nicely.
Simmer down, Branch Davidian.
Well, I'm just saying.
Scott, you're not being a cool cat right now.
Very funny. Very funny.
Matt in Olathe. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Scott. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, go ahead.
I've talked to you about this before during fake stories or real stories.
Yeah.
I used to work for the alligator lady here in town, or Kansas City.
Is this a real story or a fake
story? We always thought that was an urban legend
until you guys looked it up and decided it was...
Yeah, there was really an alligator lady.
Oh, yeah. I worked for her for several years. And the government tried to come take all the alligators away from her. And I'm talking hundreds of alligators, all sizes. And she was the same way, like over my dead body. And she went to court, and it was a long, drawn-out battle.
Yeah.
And she actually won. I mean, that's why the Kansas City Zoo doesn't have any alligators. They have just a couple crocodiles, but that's why. She rescued them from the zoo anyway. So she got to keep them for all of time until she passed. And you ask, was she a normal individual or, you know, quote,
unquote. You don't have to ask. The answer is no.
Well, she was something else.
But I don't understand, and I somebody was mentioning on the text line the monkey that's over at Pet Stop off Shawnee Mission Parkway in Neman, and I've taken the kids there a lot. They've got this monkey in this cage in the middle of the store right next to the cash registers. But take the Pet Stop, for example, and we like to go there because they have some interesting animals, tarantulas and
yeah. You
know, scorpions and all kinds of stuff. A lot of snakes and lizards. I'm not trying to say you don't have the right to own these things. What I don't understand is why, at least with a dog or a cat, they know that you own them. And they seem to like you most of the time. But with a tarantula, they don't care.
Yeah, she had a pretty darn good reason. It was because of the fluoride in tap water, which is what the zoo used and which is what a lot of people use. And the fluoride is very bad for everybody. And it would give the alligators hunchbacks. And then a lot of people would release the alligators. You know, they buy little caimans.
Yeah.
And then let them go. And just the fluoride in the water. And she would talk about it all day long in her special voice. She'd be like, oh, yeah, fluoride and da-da-da. People would show up and just want to see, but you had to listen to her speech about fluoride. So she was really trying to do the best for the alligators.
She had humpback alligators?
The gigantic ones that had been in the zoo and all that stuff were beginning to become hunchback. She wasn't allowed to leave the house unless an alligator expert was there, which there are none in Kansas City. So I was hired to go run the errands and take care of around the house.
Okay.
And the amount of water, that bottled water that she had was ridiculous.
Okay, so that's not normal.
I know. You know that's the least of it.
Hey, man, I can't stop you there, buddy.
I'm surrounded by humpback alligators.
In order for me to see the alligators at your property, I have to sit through a lecture about the cons of fluoride. You're not normal. There's something wrong.
Here is a quote from Ms. Haddix prior to the removal of these chimps. You know, we love these kids more than anything in the world, and I mean more than anything, more than my kids, more than anything. And I want these chimpanzees to be able to stay in the only home they know.
Okay, you love the chimpanzees
more than
your
her
own
children.
Kid. Okay.
Yes, that is what she said.
Okay. Yep, that's normal behavior. All right, fair point. 0977. Scott, are you saying that cats know that they are owned? Well, sometimes. Sometimes. 576-7798. Also from the text line, nice call, Sherry from Lawrence. It was the monkey.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to revisit that.
Okay.
Ever.
Okie dokie.
Again.
576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ. And this is how the Big 12 dies. This just in from Yahoo Sports. Dana mentioned this to me right before we came back. The SEC expansion is officially moving forward. The presidents of the 14 schools currently in the conference have voted to accept the applications of Texas and Oklahoma. The likely addition of the two Big 12 schools paves the way for the SEC to become a 16-team conference sooner rather than later. Expansion becomes official on Friday, tomorrow, when the Board of Regents at Oklahoma and Texas will approve moving to the SEC.
And watch the frantic game of musical chairs begin.
The Big 12 commissioner is already saying that ESPN is complicit
with
the American Athletic Conference to get certain schools over to the AAC.
And ESPN is like, no, we didn't.
Why would we do that? You know, my buddy Jim Rose wrote something. I'm trying to find it here over the weekend. He compared the TV viewing audience of Texas football games, and we're just talking TV, Texas and Oklahoma football games, to the rest of the Big 12.
Yeah.
And they dwarf the rest of the Big 12. Like, both teams, Texas and Oklahoma, will get average viewership of like 3.4 million people. The other schools average 800,000 viewers.
Okay.
So, the Big 12 is toast.
Coming up,
I love the KU shirt you got on today.
Thank you. You're welcome. We're going to have our own conference of just one, and we're going to call it the Awesome Conference, and it's just us.
Just KU.
Yeah. It's called the A Conference for awesome.
In football? That's where the money is.
Awesome-ish.
Sort of, kind of. Awesome in the winter?
It's the ACC Awesome sort of conference.
By the way, SEC schools currently get $45 million a year from the conference via media rights. Big 12 teams receive less than $40 million a year.
Okay. Coming up, can you be fired for one of my favorite gestures when I'm in a grumpy mood?
Middle finger?
Can you be fired for raising a middle finger?
At your boss?
Just raising it.
Yes. You can be fired for anything.
Health director in St. Louis this week was called a racial slur. He replied by raising a middle finger at a mask debate, a hearing over, pardon me, the mask. Let me say that a different way. A hearing over mask use.
Mask debate?
No, not the mask debate. That's not what I said. A hearing over mask use. He raised his middle finger.
Huh.
After being physically assaulted, called racial slurs, and surrounded by an angry mob, I expressed my displeasure by using my middle finger toward an individual who physically threatened me and called me a racial slur.
Were they masturbating?
They were debating the mask.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mask debate is far from over.
How many mask debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mask debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mask debate.
And we'll dive deeper into this pet store mask debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mask debate.
It gets heated.
Sorry, go ahead.
While testifying during the hearing over mask usage, Khan said members of the crowd mocked his accent. As he left, he said he was shoulder bumped, surrounded by the crowd, and called a racial slur. That is when his finger went up.
Who fired him? Did he get fired?
He is in trouble and is, it's just in the news.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't masturbate.
He says, I cannot say I am sorry. I wouldn't say I was sorry either.
I wouldn't either.
But I hope he doesn't get in trouble. Sometimes you just got to let her rip.
Sometimes you got to let somebody have the middle finger.
I'm sorry you do. Is that part of the official record in this county now, by the way? Can you imagine being the court reporter in that room?
Sir, I need you to verbalize.
Sir, can you please verbalize?
Sir. A story here from the Kansas City Business Journal with at least a half dozen Whataburger locations in the works.
Yep.
Discussed or teased on the Missouri side, the fast food joint continues to set its sights across the state border as well. The San Antonio-based burger chain has filed plans to build a 24-hour drive-through location now just north of the Legends.
Good.
Let's see here. It would be built in place of a closed Logan's Roadhouse at 107th and Parallel. East of the Chick-fil-A. Okay. I never thought in a million years I would be doing news updates on Whataburger locations
we
in Kansas.
We just did an hour on monkeys.
All right, that's fine. Quick break for the news and more of Dan and Parks in just a moment here on KMBZ. That baby. Said goodbye, my whole world shined. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.